This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner. The co-owner. With Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay. Just so I understand it, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell. And you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, let me be the first to say it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bam. Where's your green? Twitch viewers are already commenting. Where is Bulldog's green? Where's the spirit?
I don't have any.
Is there anything you're wearing you could get away with calling it green? Any shades of anything green adjacent over there? Headphone wires, glasses, tint?
No. What,
the thing on your sweat, whatever it's on your sweatshirt?
No.
It's a Josh Allen shirt? Look at you.
Yeah.
Mr. Buffalo.
Yeah, no green. I did my time Saturday. I was out early, and then kid birthday party, and then out late.
Kid birthday party. Oh, okay. Yeah. Little kids. Yeah.
And so
like your son is having a birthday party. He's like 30.
Yeah. No,
You went to that?
Don't rush it. Yeah, I did. I went to the I went to the twins' birthday. I haven't seen an updated power rankings from the birthday party attendees, but I feel like I did very, very well.
In wearing green, you mean?
No. Oh, just in general? With the kids engaging with anonymous quote. He throws the ball so high. From a four-year-old. So, I mean, I'm feeling...
So you had the pool open?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You had the pool open, and you were throwing the ball into the pool. It's warm enough.
Played some roof ball.
Roof ball. Well, I made the effort. I mean, Bulldog didn't. He thought Saturday was good enough. That's fine. At least it was something. But I've got my green glasses, as always.
Yeah, all right. And this visor. This ill-advised visor.
I've got my Baylor visor. It's tournament week. We're a nine. We are a nine.
I love that.
First game on Friday against Mississippi State, hoping to advance for a second round tilt, or is it the third round now, with Duke. Mm. And I've got, green shoes.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Everybody see that?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't even think about it being St. Patrick's Day today. Honestly,
I could wear a different pair of shoes. I'm sensing in my own mind now I'm a little bit defensive here because last week you went in on the golf shoes. Maybe I'm just trying to sort of one up you, but I could wear a different pair of shoes each day this week, and they're all green, at least in part. So maybe I'll do that. It's a lot. I probably won't.
Yeah, I mean.
By Friday, I'll be thinking of other
things.
Considering
that the parades were Saturday and Sunday, and today is the actual holiday, to run it through the week.
Excessive?
I don't think it's...
Overcompensation?
I don't think it's really warranted.
I couldn't get out of bed this weekend.
But I'm not a person who, you know, again, really partakes.
My son represented me at the parade yesterday.
Good.
With his boys.
Canisius, yeah.
His dudes.
Yeah, all right.
I was laid up, unfortunately. Meant I could watch a lot of golf, not being able to like get out of bed for a day and a half. I watched a lot of golf.
I wonder how it
golf is green.
The weather
greens, it has greens.
Green works. Yes, I feel like the weather, the forecast, and then the actual occurrence of the weather, the way it did. I have a feeling really curtailed attendance at yesterday's parade.
Maybe the rest of the weekend was perfect.
I only say that because I live. On a route where people often before and after said parade are usually walking down to the train. You know, we live like a mile from the subway station at Main Street there, and usually there's and I did not see nor hear revelers. Really much at all yesterday.
You think
it's possible they found, you know, different transportation. I don't know. But usually there's a lot of people walking, coming and going. Like
enthusiasm for the parade may have been dampened by the fact that everybody knew it was going to be violent thunderstorms at 2.
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
At least in my pocket.
It would make sense.
Maybe that's what happened. But.
It would make. Speaking of green, the Bengals.
I see what you did there.
The Bengals. I know it's not even to the draft yet. Then the schedule, right? The schedule comes after the draft. We've got to know where the rivalries sit, and all free agency has to play out. Will there be another Stephon Diggs revenge game when the Bills go to Houston and Diggs is playing for the Bills next year? Like we want to sort all this out before we go and make the schedule.
That's the thing. If I missed anything, I know he put pictures back up on Instagram. That's it?
I don't know. That's it.
I don't know if there's anything more. I haven't been aggressively pursuing that. Along with my ignoring St. Patrick's Day, I didn't want to say I was ignoring that, but I didn't dig. And I saw I'm not trying to be cute. I didn't dig into Diggs. I saw the postings about there's Bill's pictures back up on his Instagram, and that was the extent of my knowledge. So I didn't know if I'd missed anything in the.
I don't know of anything else.
24 hours or so.
What percent chance would you give it?
Zero.
Not even one.
Not even one. Not even a half of one. Zero.
Why?
It's old news.
Bridges are burned?
I think bridges, I don't know about bridges are burned. I mean, there never has been, you know, what I think would qualify as a smoking gun as to like how or why that ended the way it ended. But, you know, people have their theories. I have mine. I just think they had determined he wasn't worth X amount of dollars anymore. In the state he was in, and now he's coming off an ACL injury.
But he won't cost as much.
I know. I just don't even think that's worth a spin if I'm the Bills. Like, if you really didn't, where am I going to play him? In the slot? What am I even doing here?
Well, that's maybe would be my number one reason for thinking it unlikely. It's already unlikely, but thinking it impossible is that the position is filled. It's almost the same as Cup. A receiver like this, as he gets older, that's what Houston did. Like,
it's what I wanted the Bills to do two drafts ago, draft a guy that can replace him. You're going to want to keep him. It's some value there. Not thinking you're going to want to eat dead money as soon as they did. Transition him away from being your primary boundary guy. And I think his skill set, his ability to get open, he could really flourish in the slot.
I agree.
And extend his career. I just don't have an opening. And so, I don't say zero because of personality. I think you can get over that. If they thought he could help them, they'd find a way to get over whatever their end of that was. And same for him. but I just don't think that there's a fit anymore. Assuming he, you know, I can't believe he'll be an effective outside receiver at this stage of his career.
No, and that might not have been, that might have been a discussion 2 years ago when you're, that scenario you're describing, but he cost so much, he'd had so much status, not everybody would agree to that. You know, he might have been difficult. Just giving the Bills a benefit, a certain benefit of the doubt here for liking our idea. Like, say, they wanted to do that, but, you know, he's like, forget it. I don't know. That's 2 years ago. It's a long 2 years. And his production came way down in his last Bills season. And then last year, he was okay
in
Houston before the injury. So he is still a free agent, though. I wasn't trying to set you up for digs. Just thinking about...
I understand.
Here's what I'm thinking about, though. Like, we haven't gotten to the draft yet. It's still more than a month off. The schedule after that, some more free agency still to happen. Then there's a break, believe it or not. And then, you know, you have camp. I haven't thought that much about, and I don't know how much fans have thought about, this being the last year of the stadium. And the schedule is so rich for that. I mean, you have 9 home games this year. The division games will be fine. Because in terms of, like, the end of the stadium, the division games will maybe not only be important, you'd like to think for the Bills they would at least be important as ever these last 6 or so years, but also, like, the history of the teams, the Patriots, the Jets, the Dolphins have been here every year since 1973. You know, they all go back to the AFL. They'll be that in the air this year when it comes to the division games. Again, if not also the standings, right? So that's, like, already fine, you know? The NFC South is not the best. It can't be perfect. New Orleans and Tampa each have almost no history at the stadium. Like, Tampa wasn't ever here once until 2009, I think. Saints also maybe that year, and then the Bucs have been here twice since. But there's, like, very little between the Bills and the Buccaneers, the Bills and the Saints. So that'll happen. But the other four, the Eagles, off a Super Bowl win. I mean, that's about as good a game as you get in the NFL schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, again, what's left to say about that? And then it's Baltimore and Cincinnati from the NFC North, also easily worthy of, like, prime slots. If not night games, they can't all be night games.
Right.
But easily could be, like, 4:25 home games against those teams. And you have really more for our fans, for us, than for anybody else. The end of the stadium going with that just makes that all the more special, probably. You really want it to be a good season for that. I mean, it's because of the expectations. If it's not a good season, the whole stadium vibe is kind of, like, ruined by that, because, like, it'll feel like they've, you know, hit the wall here or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something's gone really wrong if the last game they play is some, you know, home finale, regular season finale against the Jets.
Right. So I doubt the answer is yes. Maybe it is for somebody listening. Have you thought at all about, like, how you want to do this? What would be, like, sort of your perfect schedule? Does it matter? I mean, the Chiefs, the Eagles can't be week one. They'll be it. I doubt the Chiefs and the Bills will be week one.
Me too.
It's too good.
Me too.
For a non, you know, primetime game. It could be, I guess, a Sunday night game. I just doubt it. So you have the Chiefs maybe kind of going where they go. It could be October, November, like the middle of the season has mostly been Kansas City. Philly could be the same thing. Ravens and Bengals, I don't know. Like, it will be a really special year.
Yeah, I'm not going to want a scene where those good games, those marquee matchups are all saved for, you know, post-Thanksgiving 4:25 or night game windows. Like, that's just too much of a run of terror against really what you would expect to be really good teams. So, you know, I think I'm inclined, like, if you know, I have anything to say about it, split that up a bit. I mean, we know unless they break form dramatically, that the end will be the division, like I think you said at the outset of this. So that's, you know, that's probably your last two home games, or definitely your last home game is going to be a game against the Dolphins, Patriots, or Jets.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be?
No, because week 18 could be a road game, and week 17 doesn't have to be a division game. So it doesn't have to be. I think it makes sense for it to be because of the stadium closing.
Yeah. When have they not played division teams at home at the end of the season?
I don't know. Were Atlanta and Carolina was one of those games, their last home game? Maybe not. But it happens.
Okay.
Week 17 does not have to be a division game.
Okay.
Week 18 does. Unless right. they change that, which nobody ever right. suggests they will want to.
I'm going to do some work on this, but I can't do it while we're talking, so I'll have to
get it.
I'll have to wait for a break. Last year, for what it's worth, their last two home games, New England, New York, then at New England to close out the season. But either way, my point is, I don't want to lump, like, yes, Fox, CBS, NBC, Netflix, Prime,
let's go.
Peacock. They're all going to want, you know, their kick at the marquee games. The MVP of the league is on the Bills. I mean, not that the Bills haven't been rock stars and Allen a rock star and you know himself for a few years running now, but that even got ratcheted up higher. Now I think AFC Championship game loss and the MVP. But I don't want to have a run of games where it's just one after the other. Like, give me Baltimore early and Cincinnati late. Give me Philly early and Kansas City late, or vice versa. Whatever you want to do. I hope that is how that goes. And no, I haven't really, until you brought it up, the most I've thought about it, I guess, would be the sort of nodding in agreement with anyone, and I've seen a few people that I follow assert, like, this is a year to get the one all the more. Get the one seed so you can finish up at home with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. What a perfect way to close the stadium down. And, you know, so that's not something we can, you know, the schedule makers aren't going to do that for us when the schedule comes out in May.
Give us the one seed?
Right, give us the one seed.
They're not going to do that? There's no chance?
And arrange who the games are going to be. I'm assuming no. I think that would be unprecedented. So
imagine, I'm sorry for even thinking of this.
Uh-oh.
Well, what you say is right. That's the best case scenario.
Right.
Like the Patriots, well, that wasn't the AFC Championship, but the Tuck Rule game was the last game played in their old stadium. So they make the playoffs, then they have that night, which is a famous night. The AFC Championship the next week is in Pittsburgh, and they win it, and then they win the Super Bowl after that. Like, that's kind of how you want to go out.
And they open their new stadium with a celebration of a Super Bowl title.
Right. You just don't want to lose that game.
Right.
Which the Patriots, of course, should have.
Yeah, that's correct.
You don't want to lose. If they lose, if last year, 2023 happens,
okay,
this year, you're not going to want to leave.
Right. Would you take a tainted victory in the AFC Championship game to close out the stadium, 803-0550?
Sure. I'll go first. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I would take it.
Asterisks.
The last time the Bills... home finale was not a division game. You're right. It's been a long time. The Jordy Nelson game?
Okay. That was a home finale. Okay.
They had two road games. They were alive at 8-6 in 2014 after beating Green Bay. Nelson dropped a 98-yard touchdown pass, that would have been, from Aaron Rodgers. They go to Oakland. They lose that game in Oakland against a terrible Raiders team and then beat the Patriots when the Patriots didn't need it. Marone needed it. Then he left. He quit the next morning.
Right.
That's the last time their home finale was not a division game. It's just that it doesn't have to be, is all I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, okay, Chiefs and Eagles in the middle. Saints and Buccaneers whenever. Bengals and Ravens whenever.
I want the Saints and Buccaneers to be in July. Can we arrange that?
No.
Is that doable? I don't know. Get those out of the way. Get that out of here. Although you're right, they did play Atlanta and Carolina that one year, a few years ago, pretty late in the season at home.
And they had another, but they had New England.
They had one more, yeah.
Was that Hamlin? Maybe, like, after the two home games, then Hamlin and then New England? Naheem Hines, maybe?
No, I think, I don't remember now.
22?
I think that was before that, but I could be wrong. I'm on it.
You're right. It was not that year. It was the year before that.
The year before that, 21. Okay.
I just think it's really great that, and it was Chase and Higgins that reminded me of this. And maybe there will be other things that remind me of this again over the course of the offseason. But I think it's really great that the Bills, A, should have an excellent team, of course. And maybe that's not a coincidence for when the stadium thing kind of came to life. You know, Allen happened first. Without Allen, is there a stadium? I don't know. But without Kathy Hochul. Without Allen or Kathy, which is 803, when you're done with Bulldogs question.
Which is more important.
But it's really great that they should have a great season where the drama builds and we're talking about the end, but also a championship maybe, like you want that. And then you've got four absolute marquee visitors, plus your division rivals that go back forever. With them and the Saints and the Bucks, poor Saints and Bucks, but that's as good as you can do. Like Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, would that even maybe be the top four in the entire NFL for this? With Philadelphia having just won,
yeah.
Dallas is Dallas, San Francisco, although they both were kind of just here, but who else in the AFC? Pittsburgh?
No.
Who else in the NFL?
And Pittsburgh's historic, but they're not the marquee that those other teams are right now.
If the challenge was top four conceivable Bills home games next year with everything baked in, who comes in above any of those four?
The Lions, maybe.
The Lions.
I really think that's it.
Over who? Philly? Oh, man. No, I don't think I would say it.
I mean, based on last year, Cincinnati, but, you know, that could flip back very easily.
But Cincinnati, like, there's a lot with Cincinnati.
There is. There's
three playoff losses.
I want to say a rivalry.
Yeah, I think so.
They're definitely in our hair, even though they had a bad year.
There's three playoff losses. The Bengals, one thing last night does is sort of like, okay, well, that didn't blow up. You know, like, we would have liked it. Even if Cincinnati wasn't even a playoff team last year with those guys on the team and all healthy and productive, to say the least, you know, they're a little bit dangerous. And you might have thought, like, you might have hoped that it would just blow up.
I've been thinking it was going to come apart. And now today, on the heels of them getting the two receivers signed together, there's, they're probably going to get Hendrickson done, too. Well, I mean, what a ride that's been, right? At the combine, we're going to get everybody done, highest paid non-quarterback in league history, yada, yada, yada. Then a week later, it's like, how are we ever going to get all of this done? And now another week has gone by, and maybe they will actually get all three of those done, which is incredible. Their timing's terrible. Everybody is saying it. I mean, them waiting on Chase and Higgins has cost them, I don't know, $10 to $15 million in cap space year over year here?
Each.
It's insane.
Maybe.
But they did get it done. I mean, the fact that it took so long is one of the reasons I was so pessimistic about it ever happening. That they're acting like a team that, you know, wants to do it. They're representing that they want to do it, but they haven't done it yet. And the price is going up, and what are you doing? But they managed to get at least those two parked safely. I will see if they get Hendrickson done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team that didn't blow up, you know, and make it easier on the Chiefs, too. Like, the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs, Buffalo, Baltimore in the division. Everybody was kind of rooting for the Bengals to implode. And they did. So maybe their defense will be terrible again and you won't have to beat them in January. But I don't know. I think the rule still applies. If you have the elite quarterback, and what do I want for the Bills all the time? And they never seem to really indulge me. But like the great receivers, they have the most important things in the sport. So I bet on him being good. We'll see tomorrow. We won't really be able to decide this until tomorrow at 3.
I see.
With the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric. You know, Cincinnati week one, it's like, it's too good. It would have to be a night game almost. It's like too good.
It could be a night game.
It could.
That could be your Monday night opener, your even Sunday.
Too good.
Sunday night.
Too good.
They're all too good. That's the problem.
That's right.
That's why I let off with, just don't make me wait until Thanksgiving to play all these good teams. Just don't do that to me. Space them out a little bit.
Home
okay?
opener week two against one of them, announcing the last year of the stadium. There you go. Sunday night football, Bengals or Ravens, week two, week three. There you go. I would say maybe that. What do you think? 803-0550. There's a lot to talk about with the Bills. Friday's news dump with two free agent signees being, you know, busted on PED suspensions. How about that little shocker? We will talk to Sal today, and we will have the Sabres tonight in Boston. Pregame with Paul Hamilton at 6. Happy, let me be the second to say it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
While I'm on those guys, there's a couple things. Part of the delay with Larry was around this time after we agreed, he got a notice that a PED pending suspension. So he came into my office yesterday. We did not know it when we agreed the other night. So had a conversation, and I give him credit because it's early in the process. The league doesn't even know about it the way that it's done by an independent group. But he was very forthright. He was Pittsburgh's man of the year. Like, he's a good man. He's never played 8 years in the league and never had a blip. You know, that's obviously frustrating for him. And
Brandon Bean Friday at his news conference announcing the suspensions of Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, two recent Bills signings, as in last week. Nobody knew it. Bean was well into his press conference before, kind of like, oh, by the way, both these guys are going to miss 6 games, and he detailed how it went, basically said that he wouldn't have signed Ogunjobi if he knew, or at least wouldn't have signed one of them had he known that they both had 6-game suspensions waiting. And he knew on Hoyt and not on Ogunjobi.
Which leads you to believe that Ogunjobi is the one that they wouldn't have done, right? I mean, I would imagine even signing one guy, there's some debate about it, whether, you know, should it's a third of the season, but you're signing him to a 3-year deal, so you're hoping for a lot of football there. But still, just the optics of it alone, let alone, you know, just not having him for a third of the season, could be make you hesitate about it and debate about it. I would bet everyone didn't agree, hey, this is a perfect idea, let's do it. But they did decide to do it. Then when a second guy comes in, like, it's just that's where it just sounds, what are you doing over there? Why did you sign two guys that, you know, end up in this same bucket here? It's a very, very tough look, I think. And again, like, I would bet he sounds so calm, cool, collected there and understanding. Man, I'll bet that second, the news of the second one did not land well, because it makes the first decision to sign Hoyt in the first place, knowing it, just look that much more dubious, you know, just by virtue of now I've got two guys. If I have the one, okay, you know, we'll just put that over there. It's a special case. We really like this player. I think he's going to really help us a lot. Oh, second guy, what? Now I get, oh, come on. So, just tough. I mean, I'm not here to say they should have walked away from both guys, either guy, really. It sounds like they wanted to walk. If there were a better option out there, they would have walked away from Ogunjobi, is what it sounds like to me. And, you know, that's their right if they had decided to do that. But they couldn't find a better alternative, so here we are.
Yeah. You know, at the risk of sounding like an apologist for him, which I do not think I am, I'm okay. Like, that makes sense, all that. I accept it. I even accept how Bean described Ogunjobi and even what Ogunjobi said about the situation. I can live with it. And part of that is because this season really doesn't get real until well after six games have been played, just like last year. I mean, the Bills were 4-2 after six games. They hung on to beat the Jets. And then for the first half of week 7 against Tennessee, they looked rough, but ended up rolling second half of that game and then for most of the rest of the year. So that's when I'm going to need these guys, and I want to think they'll figure out ways to get through six games with, like, at worst 3-3 or something, and then you can hit it. Although, I don't know that, having said that, these two guys make a huge difference. If I'm 3-3 without them, is it because I don't have those two players, or is it because, you know, I'm losing on turnovers and I can't get open?
If I'm 3-3 without them, I probably got to lean into a perfect record to think about the one seed.
Well, that's right.
That's why, to me, like, I think every time you say it doesn't really matter early in the season, I'm going to balk at that. Because if I'm pursuing the one seed, like, every one of these games matters. I can't afford to lose more than one game a month. Even if I can do that. I mean, that's four losses, probably, right? September, October, November. Yeah, I mean.
But you would take that.
Sure, 13-4 is an excellent record.
Think of how unlucky they were last year to not get the one. To not even get to play for the one the last week.
Yeah.
Is that not the appropriate word for it? Even beating Kansas City, which no one else could do.
Yeah.
Not one team could do that until they gave up in week 18 and then the Super Bowl. 13-4, that's what they were?
Yeah.
13-3 through 17 weeks, and they still couldn't touch the one because Kansas City was 15-1. Anyway.
Well, so that's what's in front of them. So I'm not willing to donate 6 weeks as readily, anyway. I think that could sting them. Like, if they lose, you know, a close game to someone who, you know, they're favored by a touchdown or something, really, we'll see what else they do. I mean, they've got, you know, the ability to still sign guys, and of course the draft is coming up. But one way to look at what they're doing, at least on their defensive line, which most observers agreed needed attention, maybe even a lot of attention, is they can plug Bosa in for Miller, and then the rest of it's the same for 6 weeks. Which, again, like, they got by. They had a great year with that personnel. Some of the depth pieces will be gone. Jordan Phillips, Austin Johnson, whatever. Maybe that means more of a big role for Dwayne Carter and certainly, you know, Bosa here. And Daquan Jones is still here. I thought they were maybe going to move on from Daquan Jones. Haven't found a way to do that. So
think about this, though.
They're kind of rolling the same team out there.
And, you know, how did that go last year?
Very well.
Without Milano. Either the first six games. And, you know, they lost bad to Baltimore. And then Allen went 9 for 30 against Houston, and they lost on a 60-yard field goal at the gun. So we're not really disagreeing here. Like, yes, it could happen, but nobody thought this season hinged on these two players who maybe a lot of us had never heard of before last
week. Well, that sounds different than 3-3. You know, like, right, the way you were talking initially here, you know, they come through that, fine, just have your season from there. Well, you might be shoveling the top seed into a landfill at that if you come out of the first 6 weeks 3-3. I think you have a hard time getting the one seed then, you know, depending on what goes on around you. Anyway.
Which is, you know, only worth so much. You want it, but it doesn't have to break you to not get it. What I was working toward is, like, how Friday this news came down at like 4 o'clock or something, or 4:30. We played Bean's comments at 5, and then we got calls. I remember one guy was just like ripping into Bean, and he even mentioned Hamlin as a reason to do that. Like, nobody else wanted. He called it, what was his word, unconscionable or something.
Yes, that was the word.
And like, wow, that's extreme. Here's what I think. I'm not sure I'm ready to say, like, to what end, although I have done this with McDermott. I'll ramp up. This is a big year for Bean. Like, this year, as we get near the draft, Elam is gone. Kincaid hasn't really hit. Coleman didn't hit. People are thinking about and talking about, go to a bar. And when the subject of the Bills roster this time of year comes up, it's him. It's drafts. And people are now, fans are now getting to a point where they want certain guys, you know, they know what they want from the draft.
And this suspension news is, I think, accelerating that.
So, I don't know to what end. If you have Allen, you know, McDermott and Bean can ride the whole way to Allen's, to the end of Allen's career, maybe, even without a championship, I mean, conceivably. But I think right now, that's he and recent drafts and the failures within those drafts is a topic of conversation. And then so would this be, as you said. And then, you know, people will be split on Josh Palmer. Really don't know what to expect there yet, but some people like his skill set. Other people might think, you know, this is never a guy who's been like a top two wide receiver on his team. So this is the big move in the passing game over Cooper. Is he even better than Cooper? It's debatable, all of that. And even when the draft happens, the draft might make sense. It'll make sense to the Bills. But then still, like, you have to wait until well into the season to really know what you've
got.
Sure.
If they draft a corner at 30, which is what they did when they were last in this position where they did not have an established number two corner on the team, they drafted Elam, and we all thought, oh, that sounds great. Oh, we can play man, too. Maybe they'll mix up coverages, you know, whatever. And then he couldn't get on the field. Like, thank God Benford was in that same draft, but yeah, you're right. I mean, however good it looks on paper, whichever, if it's the guy from Ole Miss that Trapasso was, you know, talking to us about last week, or it's another guy, it'll read really well. Okay, well, that's a need. Well, I like this guy's length. I like his 40 time. Oh yeah, SEC. Okay, get on the field and do it. That's it. We will not know that. I mean, obviously, if he doesn't even win a job like Elam didn't do, then it's even more glaring. But, yeah, we're going to have no idea until they get up and running whether or not they successfully filled that hole. And, you know, all the other guys in the passing game that you just mentioned, all the other guys, the two other guys mainly, although Palmer will figure into that too, but Coleman, Kincaid, you're going to need something to go right. You know, somebody to really land and look like not just a guy that you can count on to play, you know, 60% of your offensive snaps, but somebody that can really actually impact your offense.
Tough at pick 30 to, you know, really feel great about the chances of that, even throughout the entire draft, picking so late. But, yeah, I think right now that's on the minds of the fans is, all right, It's time for Bean to make a master stroke, whatever that might be. Maybe that'll be Palmer. Maybe that'll be pick 30. Maybe they'll trade pick 30. It's not going to be for Myles Garrett or DK Metcalf anymore. But like, so that kind of sailed. I do think, like, we'll be talking about this. I might have said the same thing last year with basically the same rules applied. Elam was not relevant. And Kincaid was not great. He was just, he was there as a rookie, but it wasn't like he was making a big difference in games. I might have said the same thing last year, but it's another year of it. Another right. year where you still have you, Coleman, you have the same questions.
And that was coming off 73 catches for Kincaid. So yeah, that's not to dispute that he impacted, because he didn't. He wasn't a big meter mover, but he produced. You, like, I would have said to you, oh, he didn't smash. It's okay. So he was a rookie, 73 catches. They'll get it together. Like, that'll happen. And then it just did not happen. It went backwards.
Season high 52 yards, right? Two touchdowns.
Yep.
Injuries, but Sal coming up at 4 will analyze some of Friday's news with Sal, among other things. It is St. Patrick's Day, sunny but cold. Sabres and Bruins tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls at 803-0550. This is WGR. Welcome back. Sal coming up. Pregame for Sabres Bruins at 6. Here is Lou next. Hi, Lou.
Hi, guys. I'm curious to know, you know, the Bengals just did something pretty profound for their franchise, you know, paying two top wide receivers. And they kind of have now what we wanted, right? They've had it, but now they've really reinforced it. I'm curious if you guys would rather be them or us moving forward. You know, we are... You know, we've been more consistent, right? We're kind of doing the same thing. We're bringing back what we had last year. They're bringing back what they had last year. They failed miserably. They have no defense. They certainly have a lot more funds tied up now.
Yeah.
As do we, right? We might have holes that we might not be able to fill, or certainly dependent upon the draft. So I'm curious if you'd rather be them or us.
What's your answer, Lou?
I'd rather be us.
Okay.
I don't want everything in a you know, I'm entertained, right? I looked at the Bills last year. This is a team that we lost from when we lost to Houston until we lost to the Rams, we went undefeated, isn't that right?
Like, yes.
Right through. Mm-hmm. We didn't lose one game for November or December. I'm thoroughly entertained by our product. I understand the argument that we're not getting the best possibly out of maybe the greatest player we've ever had in this organization. And so there's an argument there. But I think that wide receivers are much more frail to invest in overall. There's a lot of things that can go wrong there compared to spreading the wealth and, you know, maybe hoping that you have some diamonds in the rough.
Yeah. Every time a team, I might have to adjust my thinking. Every time a team, Miami did this last year when they extended Waddle and kept Hill, and they still looked that doesn't last forever. Hill eventually will age out, and they'll pivot. But I always think, oh man, I can only afford one great thing at any given position. If I'm paying one corner $25 million, then my other guy better be some kind of a value. If I'm paying one receiver $30 million, then everybody else, like that. Defensive end, same thing. The Bengals are flying in the face of that. I'm envious of the receivers. I think the talent is fantastic there. Higgins might have a little bit of a buyer beware on him because he's played with Chase the whole time and he's been injured. So I don't know if I'm envious. I'm certainly envious of the talent they've got at wideout. I prefer the Bills quarterback to Burrow's excellent, but I would take Josh Allen 100 times out of 100 over Burrow. Just athletically, I just think he's capable of more. And maybe the results tell you a little bit about that. He's capable of doing what he did last year with your name here, largely. There was not even a dilapidated Stephon Diggs anymore. Cooper came here and barely mattered. So they got by, more than by. I mean, they had a fantastic season. They scored a ton of points, set a franchise record. I think that speaks to Allen's quality even above Burrow's. But I'd be lying if I told you I'm not jealous of a team that's got two receivers that are that good.
It's really close for me. Last year, Bengals minus 3 in turnover differential, Bills plus 24. Yeah, it was fun to watch them win. It would have been great. You would have gone crazy as a Bengals fan watching that team somehow not miss the playoffs with that offense. It never should have happened. Don't love the coaching there. Have never loved, who would have, the confidence in the front office there. But today's an amazing day. I mean, I don't know what it compares to. You have a franchise where people seem to always expect the worst, and they came down with both guys in one fell swoop. I don't think Higgins is great, but I think he's good, and he's better than almost anybody's number two receiver, and I'd much prefer to have their offense than mine. I'd much prefer to have that. I think it's just more dangerous, and, you know, the Bills have been, Allen's been great in the playoffs, but they've lost. So it's close for me. You'd rather be in the Bills' division. You'd rather play the AFC East than to play Baltimore and have to go to the wild card if you can't have a better season than Baltimore. So, it's a really good question. There are things, you know, to love about the Bengals, and then there are things to really not love. With the Bills, there's Allen. It's really close for me. What is this day like for a Bengals fan? The obvious comparison is when the Sabres signed Christian Ehrhoff.
And don't forget Billy Leno.
And you just went like, oh my God, we're a real team. And you know how that went. But these two guys have been going to a Super Bowl for them.
Yeah.
And Chase is like almost the best in the league. Arguably the best in the league. Burrow is what? Top five?
Yep.
That's because it was like so doom and gloom. And then suddenly, boom, here's both guys to crazy money. Sure, you can say it should have been less if they'd been more proactive, but it's almost shocking that they did it. Nobody was talking about Higgins going back to Cincinnati like for a year. Recently, it started to happen. You started to hear it.
At least not on a new deal. Like they franchised him, and they would have had that in their back pocket all along. So they were assured of having him. No idea what kind of mood he'd be in about the whole thing, but I'm assuming that's all good now, too, because everybody got paid.
We'll ask Sal the question, Lou. Thanks for it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal next on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.